From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Florida Governor Rick Scott assured residents that the government was doing everything possible to keep them safe. Scott updated the public with the latest information on Hurricane Irma as it approached the Florida peninsula.
Right now, the National Hurricane Center is reporting that Hurricane Irma remains a dangerous and life-threatening Category 4 storm with winds of 150 miles per hour.
That's a speed equal to 241 kph. Florida's Emergency Management Division says nearly 6,000 people are already huddling in shelters ahead of the hurricane. Irma has killed at least 20 people in the Caribbean thus far. At least 58 people have died from an 8.2 magnitude earthquake that struck the southern part of Mexico Thursday evening. It was the strongest quake in more than 100 years. Authorities say the quake struck off Mexico's coast about 100 kilometers from the town of Tonala. President Nieto said on Friday the quake toppled houses in Chiapas State, and it was bigger than the 1985 quake that killed thousands. The quake was felt as far away as the capital, Mexico City, and in Guatemala. Victims of Colombia's long-running conflict are filling up a park on the edge of the Amazon for a meeting of reconciliation with Pope Francis, welcoming his message of the need to forgive to move on. Relatives of a nurse who disappeared in 2004 arrived Friday with photos of the woman, Marina Krista Cobo Mahecha, draped around their necks. They carried a banner accusing the army, police, and paramilitary groups of killing her. The woman's mother says that despite the pain, she has forgiven the assailants with the help of a priest. This is VOA News.